Good morning, guys. It's finally over. It's over.
What's over?
I don't have to mind my other half's parents' dog anymore. Now, that being said, I'm going to put it out there. She did most of the minding now. I did barely anything. The only thing I could do was really walk them both at the same time. And you're probably wondering why I'm telling you this. I actually love their dog. I love their pup, Willow, so much.
What kind of doggy is Willow?
Willow is, I think, oh God, I'm going to get this wrong, half retriever, half lab as well as Arwen. I think she's half and half. Mm-hmm. She's great. So, oh my God, I love her so much.
Two big dogs,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We bonded a lot, so aww, we did over the last 2 weeks. We really, really did. And I'm making out as if that like it was the worst 2 weeks of the world. It really, really wasn't. Getting to come home to two Labradors, like, it's hardly tough work, you know?
Yeah.
But it made me wonder. I was kind of like, oh, you know, when they asked us to do this and they were like, you know, stay in our home and all this, like, it was just an absolute yes. It was never going to be a no, no matter what. And like, I was so happy to do it. But like, if you guys asked me to do it, I'd be telling you to go somewhere. You know? Like, yeah, I hope I'm moving into one of your places for 2 weeks and mind your pups. You don't have a pup, Donald, do you?
No.
Yeah.
There's a farm dog there, but I want my own one, but no, don't have any.
There's a farm dog?
Yeah, we've got a farm dog. He goes around the yard. And
he doesn't count as a pet, does he not?
Just because she doesn't come near you.
Really?
Yeah, she just stays away.
Just gets her food and goes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. No way. Living the dream. So she is. So it's like, it's one of those things that you do for the in-laws, isn't it? When you're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah.
You know, and nearly 3 years on, I'm still impressing, trying to impress. You know, there's always going to be somebody in your life that you'll never, ever be your true self, because you're always trying to come across as being, you know, you're the better version of you. And I feel like with my other half's parents, that's what I got to do all the time.
Well, if that's who you are in front of your other half's parents, that's who you've got to be in front of your other half now.
No, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying I'm not, though. Yeah. If she's listening, she'll be arguing differently for sure. Ever been in a similar situation where you felt like you've had to impress somebody?
You can go too far with that, though.
You can.
You can, and it can become an ick.
Oh.
Stas.
Oh, no.
Stas, hon. Just saying. Like...
So what, like me sending WhatsApps pictures of the puppy being like, oh, she's having a great time and all. They're like, oh, would you go away?
Yeah. No, not a nick to them, a nick to the missus.
Oh, to the missus?
If you go a bit too far.
Oh.
Siri, yeah, just a warning. Just put it out there.
Really?
Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Yeah, I remember once I was back in the day, I was going out with a guy and brought him home to meet my parents, and we had dinner, and after the dinner he got up and he started clearing the table and putting things into the dishwasher, and I immediately got the ick.
Oh, that's good of him.
Because he put things into the dishwasher?
It was just like, sit down now, you don't need to be doing this, you're in someone else's home. Like,
okay, so I get really awkward, like,
so do I in other,
yeah,
people's,
in
houses,
other people's houses,
and you're like, what'll I do? Yeah,
and I
too.
Will honestly say this, and I mean this wholeheartedly, I love going over to my other half's parents for dinner. Like, I love it so much. I really look forward to it. But I get so awkward when one person decides, you never know who's going to be, decides to get up and start clearing the table. Because then I'm like, what do I do? You know?
It's the clearing around.
And then I do this stupid little shimmy where I stand up and try to lift my plate to make it look as if. And
you're
like,
doing something.
And then they're like, oh, give us that. And I'm like, oh, okay, fine.
And then you're like, delighted the relief washes over you.
Yeah.
And then you sit back down.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So my other half would do that now really well in my parents' home when we have dinner.
She'd get up and just start cleaning.
But see, my dad now, he would rearrange the dishwasher afterwards if anyone goes near it.
Yeah. I think that's a man thing as well.
That's not a man. If you saw my dishwasher the way I load it, you wouldn't be saying it's a man thing. No way.
What are you like?
As in, I'm terrible at loading.
Oh, me too. Willy-nilly. Yeah.
Whereas my dad, if you load his dishwasher incorrectly, he will let you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm almost like, look, I know you're being nice here, but just take a seat. It's all right.
Yeah.
Let dad do it.
For your own good.
He has his own little routine, you know, the kind of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't you strike me as someone now that would stack the dishwasher a certain way if anyone else does it.
Yeah. There's a right and wrong way to do it. Yeah,
is there?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's not true. It can't just be black and white. There's a grey area there.
Yeah.
There is.
Once they come out clean, surely it's okay.
Exactly, Marty. High five.
High five to that.
Yeah. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.